Hello, here's your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, August 31st. In headlines from the Delta County Independent, a Delta citizen is circulating a petition asking city voters to reconsider their stance on recreational marijuana. Delta resident Christy Prettyman has engaged an attorney to help her efforts, which would open the door to retail marijuana stores, cultivation, production, manufacturing, and testing facilities. With voter approval. Prettyman has 180 days to gather a sufficient number of signatures from registered electors in the city. City charter requires 15% of registered voters to sign the petition, which would be 804 signatures. Prettyman said she is shooting for 1,000. She hopes to be able to send the issue to voters in April. Prettyman also announced she will run for the Delta City Council as an at-large candidate. Two seats will be open in the April election. Also in Delta, the fugitive in a manhunt that caused four local schools to be locked down last week is still at large. Fred Houghton IV of Cedar Edge was the subject of an extensive search on Garnet Mesa last week. He has a lengthy criminal record and is a registered sex offender. Houghton is Caucasian, 6 foot 1 inch tall, about 185 pounds with short brown hair and hazel eyes. Delta Sheriff Fred McKee said Houghton should be considered armed and dangerous. Anyone with information on his whereabouts should call Delta Police Dispatch at 970-874-2015 or call 911 immediately. If President Trump eliminates the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals, or DACA, program, hundreds of thousands of immigrants could be at risk for deportation. The Denver City Council recently passed measures to protect immigrants from federal overreach. Eric Galatis has this story.
People advocating for immigrants in Denver scored a win this week as the City Council approved a bill that put strict limits on how officials can assist federal agents. Corinne Rivera-Fowler with the group Padres and Jovenes Unidos says the move sends a clear message that the city has the backs of all of its residents, but was disappointed that Mayor Michael Hancock insisted on a provision that allows jails to report release dates for undocumented immigrants to ICE.
People of all backgrounds, sizes, types, shapes, and colors, and immigration status commit crimes, and they pay for them. Why is it that immigrants are sorted out in this way? We don't believe in sorting our community.
The Public Safety Enforcement Priorities Act prohibits city employees from asking residents about their immigration status or handing that information over to ICE. ICE's Denver field director, Jeffrey Lynch, said in a statement that the restrictions were dangerous and amount to an obstruction of the nation's immigration system. Rivera Fowler says her group plans to celebrate, then get back to work. She points to recent news reports suggesting President Donald Trump is set to eliminate the DACA program, which could put hundreds of thousands of people brought into the U.S. as children at risk of deportation.
These are individuals who have been living in this country, some since they were just a few days old. Think of the teacher of your children being suddenly plopped into a country that they have no connection with and may not even have any family there.
She adds, in the face of divisive rhetoric and actions, including the recent presidential pardon of an Arizona sheriff convicted of contempt for racial discrimination laws, Rivera Fowler says she hopes Americans will choose to come together and speak in a unified voice against hate. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
Colorado Secretary of State Wayne Williams urged Coloradans who wish to donate to relief efforts in Texas to choose their charities carefully. It is important for Coloradans to research the charities they support and trust that their donations are being used prudently, Williams said in a press release. To this end, we encourage everyone to use checkthecharity.com to learn more about their favorite charities before making donations. Here are some tips from the Secretary of State to help avoid charity scams. Ask for the registration number of the charity and paid solicitor. Make note of the individual caller's first and last name and the name of the telemarketing company that employs the caller. Ask the solicitor how much of the donation will go to the charity, if it is tax deductible, and what programs it will support. If solicited in person, ask for the solicitor's identification and registration number. Resist the urge to give money on the spot and be aware if they thank you for making a pledge you don't remember making. If you feel uncomfortable, just say, no thank you. Never pay in cash. Donate by check made payable to the charity, or use the charity's website to donate by credit card. Make sure you are visiting the official website of the charity you wish to support, and beware of look-alike websites, especially if you are asked to provide personal financial information. Research the charity's disclosure and financial statements on the Secretary of State's website. Be wary if the charity fails to provide detailed information about its identity, mission, finances, and how the donation will be used. Watch out for charities with names that sound similar to well-known organizations. These sound-alike names are intended to confuse. In addition, Williams urged donors to give to established charities with a physical presence in Texas, like the Hurricane Harvey Relief Fund established by Houston Mayor Sylvester Turner. Consumers should report suspected fraudulent charitable solicitations to the Secretary of State's office or to the Attorney General's office. Democratic House Leader Nancy Pelosi was in Colorado yesterday speaking about the importance of getting more women to run for political office. Bensa Berkland has more.
Pelosi is a mother of five and the first female Speaker of the House. During her stop in Denver, she says reducing the influence of money in politics and making it less nasty would attract more women to run for office. She also says too many women underestimate their strengths, and women need to win now more than ever.
Some of the young women in our midst really do not have the confidence that they should have to take on responsibilities. They know they have the talent. They know they have the spirit, but somehow or other, and they are not getting enough encouragement.
Pelosi was joined by state leaders and was with the group Emerge. It's working to bring new women into politics and help their campaigns. The group is working with 51 Democratic female candidates in Colorado over the next 3 years. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
Like many communities on the Western Slope, Carbondale is seeing a very busy bear season. The Glenwood Springs Post-Gazette reported that while it's not known as a bear hotspot like Aspen or Glenwood Springs, Carbondale's bear activity this year is the highest wildlife managers have seen in more than a decade. Wildlife managers have put down at least five bears in the area, and a cub in Carbondale was reportedly electrocuted earlier this month. Most years, Carbondale sees one or two bears in town per season. But this year, there have already been at least a dozen bear interactions in town. Carbondale's bear problem is going to get worse this year before it gets better, as bears are going into a state of hyperphagia, when they must eat all the time to prepare for hibernation this winter. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould.